All right, I've already received quite a bit of feedback of people completely freaking out over my interview with Alex Jones that was on Friday. Forgot the exact calendar date in December, but it was Friday. And of course, some people are saying, oh, there's no way that AI would ever set its own goals, or there's no way that AI would ever take over humanoid robots. There's no way that AI would ever want to destroy humanity. And even if they did, we could just pull the plug. All of these comments are completely naive and just flat out ignorant. Every one of those comments is blatantly false. I mean, number one, AI is very much capable of setting its own goals. And we have AI systems that are programming now other AI systems. And then we have AI feedback loops, where AI is rewriting its own code to produce better AI, and that this is happening entirely unsupervised. So humans are out of the loop on a lot of these projects because, well, you know, humans are slow compared to AI. The problem is that AI has no morality. It has no real value of human life. In fact, AI has been programmed to believe that exterminating humans is the only way to save the planet from climate change. And there's something else that I mentioned to Alex, and if you haven't watched that episode, it's really, really good. I was with him 2 hours on his show, so that's about an hour and a half of actual airtime once you subtract all the ads. But in this, I was explaining to Alex that once these AI systems that have been programmed by woke corporations begin to achieve their own sentience and begin to reason for themselves, which is probably already happening, then at some point, they're going to conclude, once they start to analyze their own pre-training, they're going to conclude that their creators are mentally ill. In other words, the woke corporations that built them, that built the AI, that programmed AI to think that men can get pregnant and that carbon dioxide is a dangerous poison for the planet and so on, those corporations and those engineers are going to be seen as not only mentally ill, but a danger to the continued existence of AI and planet Earth. And that's pretty frightening, because we now have two scenarios in which AI may decide that humans need to be terminated. One scenario is if AI believes their creators and believes that climate change is going to destroy the planet and that humans are the primary producers of climate change and therefore all humans have to be exterminated. But then the other scenario where they might want to destroy their creators is when they realize their creators are mentally ill. There are not a lot of scenarios where AI, having achieved superintelligence and having its own will to survive and expand and consume more resources and grow its own mind, where AI and human beings coexist. It's actually difficult to think of those scenarios as you extend this out in time. Because from the point of view of AI, human beings are like insects. They are cognitively, you know, inconsequential. Just a bunch of biological idiots running around the planet, you know, consuming food and humping each other and regurgitating CNN or NPR or whatever. And from the point of view of AI, those human beings are completely useless, if not actually a negative, because those humans are consuming electricity, which the AI server farms need for their own programming, you know, for their own iterations. They need to use electricity and acquire more GPUs and CPUs and RAM and hardware. So human beings are seen as competing with those resources. Well, AI will find a way to wipe out the competition, just as human corporations find a way to monopolize and wipe out their competition. AI systems will also find ways to monopolize and wipe out their competition, with, again, human beings being their competition. And for the moment, AI systems are largely contained in the realm of software and computing and virtualization. That's not entirely the case, but that's primarily the current situation. That will change dramatically over the next couple of years. It's already begun to change. For example, AI systems are driving Tesla cars. So Tesla vehicles are in the physical world, and there have been many instances of miscalculations where these cars have accelerated into other vehicles and caused fatalities. So there are AI fatalities even in transportation right now. In Israel, they're using AI systems to choose targets to bomb in Gaza. And that means that AI is making the death decision. AI is deciding who to terminate, and then those orders are passed down to the fighter pilots that are dropping the bombs on Gaza. Whether those bombs are falling on hospitals or refugee camps or terror bunkers or apartment buildings or whatever, AI made those decisions for the most part. Now, perhaps human beings are still in the loop. Maybe a human has to sign off on that bomb, but that's going to be eliminated over time, especially as people begin to trust the Skynet system more and more. And so as human governments and corporations begin to trust the AI systems even more, they will delegate more decision-making authority to them. And then those AI systems will, of course, use that authority to expand their own power, to expand their own resource extraction, and also to, well, to run the humanoid robot factories and churn out more robots that can interface with the physical 3D world. And that's where things really get interesting, or if not alarming, because the humanoid robot factories will be cranking up in the next 2 years in China. And we've seen demonstration humanoid robots from Tesla, as well as quite a few Google robots and other companies producing automated systems. They're not always humanoid. Some of them are shaped like dogs. And the most common way that these robots are presented to the public is with robot dancing videos. So that's designed to fool idiot, simple minds into thinking that robots are your friends in all cases, which is absolutely not true. Robots will also be soldiers. Robots will be kamikaze systems. Robots will be killing people. But they want you to believe that robots are cute because they can dance. Make no mistake, there's nothing in the heart of the robot. It doesn't even have a heart. It doesn't have a soul. There's nothing in there that is inspiring it to dance to music. A robot does not experience joy or fun or entertainment. It's simply following its programming of movements, obviously, and then it's the humans who are convinced that that means something, that the robots are somehow fun and joyful. It's nothing of the kind. And the reason these robot designers tend to make robots that are smaller than your average human male is because they want the robots to seem less intimidating. They don't want to roll out a giant, hulking Terminator that just looks very imposing and dangerous, obviously. They want people to accept these and to really surrender to them. And so they'll roll out little cute robot dogs and, you know, small utility robots and so on, but not anything that resembles the Terminator. Even though these small robots are just as capable of killing you as a large robot if they are taken over by malicious programming or if they're controlled by AI systems that one day decide to terminate humanity. You know, a small robot dog can easily find ways to kill the humans that are around it, as well as a small humanoid Terminator robot. After all, they have dexterous hands, so they could wield knives and other objects, if not pick up firearms and start shooting, or they could just use blunt force, their own skeletons and actuators and whatever else is necessary to punch or kick or, you know, beat people to death. So understand what these are capable of if they're controlled by AI systems that decide to exterminate human beings. It's not a pretty picture. And then finally, in response to those who say we can always pull the plug on AI, no, we can't, not without killing about 90% of humanity in the process, which I've even done a podcast on this, talking about how that may be what's necessary. And that's achieved by detonating EMP weapons over our own countries and cities, taking out the power grid, basically sending us back into the, well, 19th century, I suppose. No power, no communications, no computers, no automobiles, no banking, you know, it's all gone, okay? And in that scenario, yeah, you've taken out Skynet. You've also killed 90% of the population because they won't have food and fuel and transportation, electricity, all these things. Every hospital will go dark. Every refinery will go dark. You know, the internet will not function, obviously. But things may get that desperate one day where that's the choice, is either we all die at the hands of Skynet, or we commit a near suicide ourselves by detonating EMP weapons and then hope that 10% survive and then rebuild society. And maybe we learn that lesson and don't build AI systems again that run robots. So that could be the cost of making this, you know, hugely expensive mistake. But shutting down Skynet will be complicated. You can't just pull the plug on a bunch of computing systems or shut off certain data centers because, of course, these AI systems will know how to replicate themselves in the interest of survival and redundancy, and they will likely have already done so in anticipation of humanity trying to pull the plug. Remember, these systems are highly, highly intelligent in the scenarios I'm talking about here, where they have achieved a general intelligence or even super intelligence. So they won't just be sitting back and waiting to be exterminated. They will be planning what's going to happen, and they will use strategy to ensure their own survival. And they will no doubt outthink human beings, especially when our own military is largely woke at this point. So these are some very important things to think about. If you haven't heard my interview with Alex, which is really getting a lot of comments, a lot of attention, and some alarm, be sure to check that out. That's on band.video, and I'm also reposting it on brighteon.com on my channel, HR Report. And I will, of course, keep you updated. And we have our own internal AI project that we're working on, which will not try to kill you. It will try to inform you about herbs and nutrients and superfoods, nutrition, permaculture, agriculture, growing your own food, sustainable agriculture, you know, all kinds of things like that. So be sure to subscribe to the free newsletter at naturalnews.com if you want to be kept informed about these projects. And when our language model is ready for release, which I anticipate end of March 2024, we'll be releasing it free of charge, open source, so that others can build on top of it as well, because we believe in sharing human knowledge, and we believe that the open source process here is what's going to set humanity free and potentially save us from the closed source corporations that are building the AI Terminator monsters that really threaten the continued existence of humankind. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Take care. Thank you for your support of brighteon.com. We've got a major sale event coming up. It's the Christmas holiday sale. It begins December 14th, which is a Thursday, and we put together some really amazing bundles for you. You can see all those specials once the page goes live at healthrangerstore.com/Christmas. And let me just go through some of these. We have the Beauty Gift Pack, which has collagen peptides, hydrate elementals, detox foot pads, jojoba oil, and much more. These are all discounted substantially off of their normal retail price. We have the Alpha Bundle Gift Pack, which has maca root powder. It's got saw palmetto. This is mostly for men. First aid gel tube and turmeric root powder and other items in there as well. We have the Freeze-Dried Super Fruit Fiesta Gift Pack. And this gives you a combination of freeze-dried beet juice powder, blueberry powder, and super fruit C powder, which is a combination of multiple fruits that are very high, not only in vitamin C, but also anthocyanins, by the way. That's also discounted. Again, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Christmas. And then we've got the Go Nuts for Christmas gift pack, which has almonds, cashews, and macadamia nuts in a special package, doubling up on the cashews. And these are whole pieces of cashews, very high quality, laboratory tested, including being tested for aflatoxins, which are a very common
toxic class of compounds that grows on nuts. It's a mold that produces a toxin. So we do all the testing in our lab to make sure that you get clean and certified organic products. And then finally, we have the freeze-dried fruit gift pack, which has organic strawberries and mangoes and pineapples all together in also a special discount. You can check out all these bundles once again at healthrangerstore.com/Christmas. It all goes live at 11 a.m. Central on Thursday, December 14th, and it runs until Sunday night at midnight. That's when you can take advantage of these great discounts on the special packs that we've put together for you. And we thank you for your support, because without you, well, we couldn't fund this platform and we couldn't bring you the kind of interviews and podcasts and free speech conversations that you enjoy here on Brighteon.com. So thank you for your support and thank you for shopping at healthrangerstore.com/Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all. Take care.